Welcome to One Girl in All the World, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer rewatch podcast where we recap each episode in order and discuss. I'm Ashley, Buffy superfan.
Kimmy, Buffy newbie.
You can find us on all major podcast apps, YouTube, and Instagram with new episodes on Tuesdays.
You're still waiting for me to say Buffy, Kimmy?
Yeah. I loved it. I am here for it. So what did you think about this episode?
Wasn't bad, actually, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I was expecting a not-so-great palate cleanser, and I was pleasantly surprised. The stuff with Xander was, like, funny, so, yeah.
This is the best Xander episode we've ever had.
By far. It made me quite like Xander this episode, so yeah. I thought it was pretty good. It was a palate cleanser, but it had, a lot of sense of humor in it. It still had story development in it. So overall, it was, solid episode.
Cool. Okay, so the Zeppo originally aired January 26, 1999, a day before my birthday.
Ooh.
And written by Dan Weber and directed by James Whitmore Jr., who we've seen before. And the synopsis is Xander's lack of slaying superpowers has him feeling painfully expendable. But his request to prove he's cool leads him to... His quest to prove he's cool leads him to an unforgettable night that finds him consorting with fast women, is what it says. Fast women raising the dead and rolling with a dangerous crowd that could put Sunnydale in a world of hurt. Meanwhile, Buffy, Giles, and the rest of the crew engage in a furious battle with an all-female apocalypse cult that intends to reopen the Hellmouth and bring about the end of the world. That's a lot going on there.
There's a lot. Also, fast girls. There was one girl and she just liked cars.
Are they talking about Faith? Are they talking about her?
Oh, I thought they were talking about the
Oh, because she liked cars.
Oh. Did she have a name?
I don't know if we ever got her name.
I don't think if we did, I didn't write it down.
She was so fast we didn't even catch her name. I thought they were talking about fast.
Oh, right. I actually forgot about that part until now. Yep, that's right.
So I don't know if they're talking about Faith or they're talking about the other girl that was really into cars.
Or maybe two of them combined.
It says girls, so
yep.
Okay. Good point. Yeah, I guess that's how how it's gonna go. Okay. All right. So, have you figured out at any point what the title means?
No, I didn't know what it means. I mean, do I understand what it is now?
Yeah.
I didn't understand it until it was pointed out in the episode.
Okay, I didn't really tell you.
No.
But did you look it up?
No, but I just didn't. I just assumed it meant Xander feeling inadequate.
Zeppo, it does.
Someone who feels inadequate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, we'll get to the actual, there's more to it than that. But I just wondered. Because I didn't know this. I looked it up.
Yeah, I've never heard of this term before, I don't think.
I knew this episode was called the Zeppo, but I never had looked it up exactly. So we get a very quick previously on, 3 seconds, where it's Giles, you're fired. Okay, so we just need to be reminded that Giles was fired. And we're in the sewers, and we're mid-battle. We come into mid-battle. Yep.
Action scene. Buffy's fighting some creepy-ass demons.
Some creepy demons who are women. It's women demons. Giles is there. Faith is there. Willow is there. Willow's doing a spell, to disorient them, a fog spell. Mm-hmm. And they're just getting to the last of these demons, the other ones they've all killed. And Faith stabs the demon with a huge sword, and so they've killed them. And Willow, we find out that Willow did the spell, and so it was successful. So she was helping out with her witchcraft.
Yep.
And they can't find Xander. He was knocked under a bunch of stuff, and he just got wailed on, and then just laid in a corner, basically. And they start to getting concerns that he should just basically stay. fight adjacent.
So it seemed like everybody had a purpose but him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's hey, no way. I'm totally, totally great. But they want him to stay out because he just keeps getting pummeled. Okay. Giles gets pummeled way more than Xander. Giles gets knocked out every other episode. So throwing that out there.
I guess as a watcher, he can't really sit it out though. I don't know.
He's not a watcher anymore.
Yeah, for how long? I have a feeling that's not a thing. That's silly.
Okay. Guess we'll see.
My personal feeling on that.
Giles says he doesn't know these demons. He knew there was a nest here, but he thought it was vampires. Otherwise, he never would have bought Willow and Xander. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he doesn't know what this is, so he's going to have to look into it. And then we get a Superman reference, which I figure like you seem to know a lot about Superman. Mm-hmm. Xander calls himself Jimmy Olsen, which is like the third
the
wheel.
Paperboy.
Third wheel of the and Lois Lane triangle. Yeah.
Well, he's basically the paperboy. He's trying to be like, or well, not the paperboy. He's like the junior reporter. He's trying to like, you know, he's trying to
get climb the ladder.
Yes, climb the ladder. He's trying to like get up there, and it's just not really working for him.
Yeah,
he's just this sweet, cute kid. Yeah.
Do you know where Superman was invented?
Where it was invented?
Where it was invented, Superman.
Well, it's set, like, isn't it, like, set in Ohio? So is it Ohio?
It's Cleveland.
Yeah,
okay. We have a whole, like, at our baggage claim at our airport, we have a big display, and it has got a video playing and everything about how Superman was created in Cleveland.
I mean, it's a big deal. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I
was super into comic book stuff when I was a kid, so, yeah, Superman, Spider-Man.
I like comic books, but, like, I love Spider-Man, but Superman never did it for me. I just never got into Spider-Man. I liked more like Wolverine and all that. Spider-Man.
No, see, I wasn't as much into that. I was more of like, yeah, the OGs.
Yeah, Spider-Man's like my ultimate favorite.
Okay. Yeah, Spider-Man's pretty good.
Anyway, so yeah, why are we talking about that? Yeah, Jimmy Olsen. Yep. And Giles doesn't get the reference. And
yeah, right. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Okay, it's fine. And he's like, sorry. Like, yeah, sorry. It's all right. It's okay. And we go to the credits. We come back. We're in the quad. And Xander, there's two guys throwing a football back and forth. One of them is named Doug. And Xander. Xander is trying to be like, hey, like, he wants to be included in the game.
And they don't want to include him, but they do. Hey, props to Xander for being persistent. And they're like, okay, fine.
They're just going to shut him up. So they throw the ball. He fumbles it. And he fumbles it right into this guy eating his lunch. Who, automatically, we know he's like a bully.
He's a bad dude.
He's not happy. And, you know, Xander's like, hey, sorry. Like, can I get you another drink? Because I spilled your drink. Like, sorry about that. But this guy's like,
not having it.
Immediately aggressive. Yeah. Yep. Immediately aggressive. Wants to kill Xander. Threatens Xander. Saying like, oh, when I get my friends together, like, we're going to come beat you up and all this. Yeah. And Xander's like,
it's a little excessive.
Wow. Okay. So when he walks away, he meets up with Cordelia, who is her lovely, compassionate self, basically tells him she's so mean to him, like saying that, like, we find out that guy's name is Jack O'Toole, and he's even cooler than Xander, even though he is sub-literate and is like repeated 12th grade like three times.
Mm-hmm. And he is somebody, right? He's somebody. He looks like somebody.
I don't know. There was actually a different actor in this episode that I'm a fan of. This was an early thing.
Really? I could have sworn this Jack O'Toole guy would like turn into somebody famous. Maybe I'm way off base. Okay. I must be. Maybe he just reminds me of somebody.
He has a very 90s actor look.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. So she says, you know, you have no powers. You're like a useless part of the group. She just called him Jimmy Olsen.
She said, you're like Jimmy Olsen.
It's weird that Cordelia would know about that.
And you're the Zeppo.
Yeah. So the Zeppo is Zeppo Marx. So it's one of the brothers from the Marx Brothers. And he was like the straight man. So they considered him like the most uncool. Yeah. Uncool or like untalented of the group. Because the other two brothers kind of carried him like creatively and all this stuff. Huh. So, yeah. So his name was Zeppo.
Gosh. So, wow, that would suck to have your name martyred like that forever.
Yeah, I know. Like, the loser of whatever some group is Zeppo.
Damn, the Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, and Jimmy Olsen. So Xander's just like, oh my God, okay. Yeah. Like,
she's so mean. Oh my God.
1-2 punch. Jack and then Cordelia.
Yep.
So obviously this stays with Xander because we go to the cafeteria and Xander is discussing what makes you cool with Oz. And again, these two are just chumming it.
He's just normal. Oz is superior, obviously. But he's like he wants to know why Oz is cool. Is it because he's in a band? And then Xander's just like, I just need a thing to make me cool. I just need a thing. I can pick a thing and do that. And that's what we're going to do. And
yeah, that'll make him stand
out. Oz is like, oh, it seems like you have a new obsession.
A new fun obsession. And Xander said, I mean, I keep saying the wrong name, no matter what I say. Oz says, it's not like it's the end. And then we go cut to the library and
End of the world.
Giles finishes the sentence saying end of the world. So he's telling Buffy that there's an apocalypse looming again.
What is with this? There's always an apocalypse.
Yeah. So he found out that those demons were the Sisterhood of J-H-E. I can't remember how he pronounced
J-H-E.
Okay. Who are an apocalypse cult. And like, so they're like only like reason for being is to bring around the apocalypse. So they're here, obviously to open the Hellmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're very like nervous about this. Oz comes in ready to lock himself up for his wolf out days. So
barely, right under the wire.
Yeah. Giles is like, cutting it a little close. But he gets in there and they're like very nervous about this happening, like the news that they received.
Well, yeah, they make a mention that the Hellmouth is basically 20 feet from where they're standing. And it's just right going to open
up. You do research. Yeah.
So crazy.
And we got a glimpse of that, if we remember. We've had a glimpse of the Hellmouth opening.
Yep.
Like that multi-headed worm thing.
Yeah.
That was one thing we've seen.
Yeah.
In the quad, Buffy tells Willow, kind of catches her up on the apocalypse thing happening. And Buffy's really shooken by it.
Yeah, she seems very, yes. That's like
really worried.
Shooken, yeah.
And she wants Willow to help research. And Willow's like, yeah, of course. I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to be involved. Like, because if it fails, like, you all die.
Then what?
So,
yeah, basically.
Why would you have to talk Willow into researching? Like, okay. Like, everybody's life is at stake here, you know? But yeah, they have a nice little moment. She's like, I need my Willow. So it was cute.
That's cute.
Cute little friend moment.
And then who other than Xander pulls up in a classic Chevy.
Mm-hmm. A 1957 Chevy Bel Air convertible.
Yeah. And it's funny
so
because
nice.
When you asked me the question last week, this is the kind of car I was actually picturing in my head. I said Chevrolet, but I was just like this. Yeah. The fins and everything. And that the mint green color, it was exactly what I was picturing. And I wish I would have described you what I was picturing because this would have been cool, but
I believe what it is. I believe you. It's such a cool car.
Yeah.
And they're like, where did you get this? And he's like, got it from his Uncle Rory, because as we know, Xander's family is problematic. And he's renting it from him because his Uncle Rory has so many DUIs. So he can't really drive his car.
It's nice.
Yeah. And they tell Xander about the apocalypse stuff. And Buffy's really concerned. And Xander says, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out together.
Yeah.
What can I do to help? He asks. So then we go cut right to the espresso pump where Xander is going out for donuts. So he's donut boy. He is.
I mean, it's helpful. It's very helpful.
We
it's
need
needed.
Sugar to keep going. And so he's picking out all the donuts. Cordy sees him. And was like, another chance to lay into him.
Oh, she's so mean.
She's so mean. She's just going on again about like, oh, this is your like way to help. And oh, that's so useful that you did bring them donuts. And
she
just
calls them expendable.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, you know. And then she sees the car. She's like, oh, you think you get a car and people are going to care about you?
Before that, though, I thought it was a little harsh when he said something about, he says, you think you know everything. And she's like, I thought I knew you. And I was just like, ooh, ouch. Yeah.
And so then what does he say after that? He says something too back that's kind of like, it's like, that's funny. Like, you don't need to know me at all or whatever. Like, yeah. There's like residual. It's not just Cordelia being
going on.
The bitch that she always is. Like, she's. Yeah.
Well, she's still hurt, I think, honestly.
Yes, of course she is. Yeah. So there's a bit of that, you know.
And then, she's just like, just because you got a shiny car.
Like, people are going to care about you.
And then some girl notices immediately.
Yes.
I like that. I thought that was funny. I thought it was kind of cute.
The universe was smiling down in Xander on this
moment. That's right. I mean, I'll be honest with you. In high school, had I seen that car, I would have been that girl. I would have been, yes, take me for a ride. Let's go. Are you a serial killer? That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll bet you away. So this blonde girl comes up and is like, your car. She knows everything about it and is very interested in it. More so than Xander, I would say. But
she knows way more than Xander does.
Yeah, she's like, do you want to go for a drive? And so Xander's like, yes. And he's like, bye, Cordelia. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to drop these donuts off and then we can go for a ride. So I guess their ride ends up at the Bronze.
Yeah, interesting. And she's
talking Xander's ear off about cars.
And she's like obsessed.
She hops to guy based on the car they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's basically using dating guys for their cars. Yeah. And he looks like, okay, he's over this. Like, this is worn off already. Yeah. He's not interested in this lady.
It's kind of boring for him.
Yeah. Angel walks in and looking for Buffy. Xander says that he saw her at the library last, knew. And
he tries to use Angel as an escape route. And he's like, oh, great, I'll come with you. Let's go look for her. And Angel's like, no, you stay here. You stay safe.
You stay safe. And he's like, yo, you too. Thank you. Everybody's
poor mother. Xander.
Yeah.
It's best if you stay out of danger.
Mm-hmm. And then that blonde girl's like, hey, let's go for another drive. He's like, okay. So they walk outside and he gets in the car. And Xander is obviously not a good driver.
No.
Not as bad as Buffy.
He shouldn't be driving this car.
Nobody's bad as Buffy driving. But he goes to leave and he hits a car in front of him.
Yeah.
And of course, who steps out of the car that's parked there than Jack O'Toole?
Yeah.
Yeah. The last person you want to run into.
Not the best.
No. So at the library, Oz is really
cranky.
Cranky is what Willow says. Yeah, really irritable and
aggressive. He seems aggressive, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Willow thinks you know how animals kind of act strange before an earthquake or whatever? Like, is he sensing the apocalypse and the danger?
Yep.
And so they are doing research. They're deep in research mode. Giles comes out and says he wants to contact the spirit guides because the council has cut him off. They're not answering his phone calls or anything.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, so he's going to contact the spirit guides because they have knowledge into the future and they could maybe provide. This is the first time we've ever heard of anything like this.
Yeah.
They could provide some guidance. And he's talking about, I hope it works out because the whole fate of the world rests on. Is there no jelly? No jelly donut?
He was very sad about that.
I love how they just take something very serious and just whoop, 180 degrees, something funny. He's like, there's no jelly? And Willow says, did you want one? He's like, yeah, I always say this. I'm always the one that says, let's have a jelly in the mix. And Willow immediately throws Buffy under the bus, says, Buffy had three. And he's like, oh. And he's like, well, maybe Xander can go out again. And they're like, no, we have to keep Xander out of this.
Keep him safe. Oh, man, they so want to keep him safe. That's so funny how they try this whole episode to protect him and keep him safe, and it just backfires horribly.
Yeah, they think they don't know that, though. They think they did a good job.
I don't think they ever realize what actually happens.
But I love that, we have this little donut preference of Giles. We know what kind of donut he likes, and he's like, no, I get a donut. It's so cute. back at the Bronze in the parking lot, Jack gets out of the car, and Xander's, obviously walks towards him. He tries, after being threatened. He's trying to be like, hey, man, sorry. I have some money.
I can help pay for this. I can figure it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And then Jack takes out a knife, a huge knife.
Crazy.
A crazy hunting knife.
Yeah.
That he's named Katie.
And Xander's like, how very serial killer are you?
Yeah. And he's very much threatening. I mean, obviously threatening Xander. Yeah. And a cop moseys on by. And breaks things up, and he knows Jack. Obviously, Jack's a known entity with the police.
Yeah, he's a troublemaker.
Yeah, he's a troublemaker. And Xander kind of is like, oh, no, we're just wrestling. We're just, but not in a game, right? Could have done without that line, Xander. Yeah, he saves Jack's butt by just being like, no, we're just messing around.
And so this Jack is very taken with this. He thinks that's really cool, Xander, that he didn't narc on him.
Mm-hmm,
he wins his favor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Xander, if he wants to have fun. Oh, God.
So Xander says, okay, sure. We get the boys and we're going to go out and party. So him, the blonde girl. So Xander, the blonde girl, and Jack all get in the car and take off. What could go wrong?
I mean, it seems like a bad idea. I don't know at this point what's going to happen, but I'm like,
not going to be good.
No.
Not going to end well. So we go to Rustfield Cemetery, and we... again, go right into the middle of Jack doing a ritual, spell, something over someone's grave.
Yep.
And this guy comes out in a Letterman jacket.
So I wrote vampire comes up, but he's not a vampire. He's just undead?
Yeah.
He's not a zombie. What is he?
He's technically a zombie, but he has consciousness and all of his own.
Yeah. and emotions, it seems like.
His own memories.
Thoughts? And all that. Yeah.
So yeah, okay. He's just brought back, resurrected, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, he was obviously shot in the head. He's a bullet hole in his head.
And he seems very happy to have been resurrected.
Oh, man. It's the best day of his life. Well, yeah, so this guy is Michael Cutlets, the actor. And did you ever watch The Walking Dead?
No, actually, I didn't. I heard that's like, I've been recommended that show.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
I haven't actually watched it.
Yeah, you definitely need to watch it. I mean, you can stop watching around season 7. It's just totally like,
I thought I've heard that too.
Crashes actually. And burns, and just stop watching it. When they do a big time, there's a time jump. And then after that, like, just stop watching.
Because okay. It just kind of just keeps going, right? Like, how many seasons are there?
Oh, God, I don't even know because I stopped watching it. It's over now, but maybe 10? Maybe?
Okay.
But like, the first couple, like, the first, like, good 5, 6, 7 seasons are solid, like, amazing TV. Amazing.
Okay.
So good.
All right.
But he was on that show. He played a character named Abraham, who I really liked. So,
okay. And he's, like, a main character on that show?
Eventually. There's a lot of rotating cast for that show because people constantly die.
Okay.
But yeah, he's not like on the first episode or anything like that. He comes in a few seasons and I think. But yeah, I like his character Abraham. So I was like, oh, it's Abraham. But he's okay. Bob on Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Big
and,
Bob.
Yeah, you said very, very happy. Of course, when the blonde girl sees this, she like runs off screaming.
Yep.
Because
so she should. Smart.
What else would you do? Yeah, of course. Xander's like, oh, great. Okay. This is what's happening. Then he's not really shocked. And we hear Jack say that Grandpappy taught him basically how to raise the dead. Because he has like some voodoo or whatever he said. And they get introduced to, they introduce Bob to Xander, that he's the wheel man. And that they're going to get the other guys and party. And so they raise 2 more people in the cemetery from the dead.
Yep.
So now the whole posse's back together. And we go to another part of Restfield when Giles is trying to contact the spirit guides. We see like above a mausoleum, we see like a weird like milky, smoky thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to talk to these spirit guides. And he's talking another language, but we see the captions. And basically they're like, oh, if we told you that, it would throw the whole world into chaos. Like, don't come back here asking for help. Bye.
And that's not cool.
yeah, they were like, sorry, can't help you. And so Xander kind of moseys on up because they're in the same cemetery. And he's like, oh, Xander, what are you doing? He's like, oh, you know, just hanging around, raising heck. And
literally.
And they kind of talk about the apocalypse. And like Giles is very, like, shooken by it. Like, mm-hmm. This is, like, feels different than all the other, like, the world's going to end stuff.
Yeah.
And I like when Giles says something different about tonight. It smells like death. And he's like, oh, I think that's Bob. But he has no idea what he's talking about. So yeah, he's like, oh, you should go home, Xander. Like, just go home and like.
Well, and Xander tries to offer help again.
Again.
And, yeah. Giles is like, nope, shut her down.
Yeah. So yeah, what is Xander going to do? So Giles takes off and Xander, the guys are like, come on, Xander, come on. So he goes over to the car and takes off with them. So one thing else that Giles says that he's like, okay, well, we might have to like gear up for a fight and hopefully we'll have weeks to prepare. And then we go right to Willie's because Buffy had said earlier that if we don't find something to shoot him, we're going to go to Willie's. And so we go to Willie's and he's like, it's happening tonight before the sun rises. I'm like, crap.
Yeah, they don't have time.
And he's beat up. He's on the ground.
Yeah, he looks rough.
He's been abused. He's been beat up.
He said he's used to rough characters, but like nothing like this.
I mean, it's Willie's. It's a demon bar. Yeah, he's seen it all. But they came in beating him up looking for Angel.
Well, and he tells Buffy that she should just go find Angel, go find somewhere quiet and just live out the apocalypse.
Yeah, just say goodbye. Like, say kiss
that's
your
not worth, goodbye. It's not worth the effort to try to save
her. I think he just thinks like fight. I've never seen anything like this. Like, I don't think you can do anything about it.
Yeah, basically. That's crazy. So do we know why they were trying to find Angel, these demons?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. But Willie and Buffy are very concerned. So we're in Xander's car and they're all in there with them and they're all rowdy. They want to have a party.
They want booze and girls.
Beers, girls, 10 Taco Bell.
And they want to bake a cake.
And they want to bake a cake. Yeah.
Which I legit thought they wanted to bake a cake when they said that. I mean
it's meant to like not be completely like
I would want to bake a cake too, so
yeah. I mean, if I died and came back to life, I'd be like, I want to eat cake.
Yes, I want to eat cake. I want to bake cookies, brownies, cake, whatever. I feel so naive.
It's all right. And then they talk about like bringing them all back, and they figure that you kind of get the idea that they were killed by a rival group or gang, mm-hmm. and that they've been killing each other back and forth. One of the guys got thrown off a bridge. One, obviously, Bob was shot in the head.
Yeah,
like, so they're just, like, killing each other off, like, in gang tactics.
Mm-hmm.
So they pull up to...
a hardware store.
Yeah, they pull up to a hardware store. And Xander's like, oh, they're probably closed, but they just throw up. Like,
just break something, in.
Break through the trash can.
Yep.
I don't know why Xander wasn't like, oh, how are they getting cake stuff in there? But...
Yeah. I mean, I still thought they were breaking in to get cake stuff.
Yeah.
I mean... Sandra and I are just naive. Hey, it's fine.
It's a general store / hardware store.
They sell cake stuff.
Yeah, so Xander's waiting outside, keeping the car going, the getaway car, and he sees
Willow
come out of that magic shop that used to be that woman that Spike killed. Now it's called Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet.
That's cute.
Uncle Bob's, obviously. This place goes through quite a few owners because they die a lot.
Oh, that's sad.
So she comes over and he's like, again, he's like, can I help? And she's like, I have to go get the stuff to Buffy. I can't stay. Mm. And then she like says, I love you, and hugs him because, you know, they're thinking about
the end of the world.
End of the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Xander tries to take out too, but the group of guys, they want to initiate him.
Yeah. They're like, you don't feel.
This is the moment where this is the moment where I'm like, ah, shit.
Yeah. And Xander's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're all dead. And he's like, well, Jack's not dead.
Exactly. Well, and then they're like, what, are you too good to be dead?
Stupid. He's a dumb jock.
Yes, he is, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, so Jack's not dead.
Yeah, so Jack, he's like, oh, yeah? So he pulls up his shirt and there's, like, bullet holes in it.
Riddled in his chest.
Oh yeah, and the reason he doesn't look dead is because his grandpappy, like, 3 weeks ago, he was killed in a drive-by. And that his grandpappy, he was only, like, gone for, like, a little bit. So he didn't have time to, like, rot and be buried and everything. So people didn't even know he died. Yeah. So he was brought back. And they're like, great.
They want to kill Xander.
Yeah.
So poor Xander.
Yeah. So Xander runs. They kind of chase him. Xander's able to hop back in the car and take off without them.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, man, they took the cake stuff. So they go back into the hardware store to get more cake stuff. So Xander's driving and he comes across Faith, who is fighting a demon that's kind of like wearing her out. Like,
yeah, she's strong.
Having a time with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he drives up and does he hit one of his car?
Yeah, he drives into it with his car.
And then Faith jumps in and they take off.
Yep.
Okay.
And they're back at her hotel. She's like dislocated her shoulder. Ew, this is gross when she asks. She pops it back in. That was medically accurate. Just gonna throw that one out there. Yeah, that was good. She did a good job.
Nasty.
Speaking of nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. So we know already, it's already been established that Faith says slaying, even though she didn't really get to slay him, but makes you hungry and horny.
Yep.
And there's one of those, able-bodied person there right now that can take care of this. So she's just like, hey, let's just do this.
She's like, I'm wound up and I didn't get to kill anything. So
yeah,
I need to get my excess energy out.
Yeah. And Xander's just like, okay. Like very little talking from Xander. Like he just like, yeah, great. Ready to go down for it. So they do it. And yeah, Xander says that he's a virgin.
I was a little surprised by this. Xander's a virgin and this is how he loses his virginity.
Yeah, just Faith, you know, just she can like, hey, I'm gonna do you. So that's how Xander lost his virginity.
Yeah.
And then when, so they're like, after, he's kind of like trying to like cuddle her.
Cuddle her.
And then she kicks it out. It's like, I got a shower. That was great. I got a shower.
Yeah, I need my time now. Bye.
You didn't even have time to get dressed.
I feel like this was a gender role reversal thing they were trying to do.
Yeah, she just kicks him out of the door while he's still holding his clothes.
Poor Xander. Like,
he didn't even have time to get dressed.
Well, kind of a, she could have been a little nice on his first time. And Faith.
He was a means to an end.
I guess so.
But yeah, he just is kind of like shell-shocked, like, whoa, that just happened. He gets out of the car.
I mean, I was shell-shocked too.
Yeah. I did you not. I mean, yeah, you wouldn't have seen that coming.
No, definitely not. 100% not. No.
Danny gets in the car.
He looks at the bags and he's like, they're not baking a cake. And this was my realization too. I'm on Xander's level. I was like, what?
Yeah. So it's, they're making a bomb. So that's what they call making a cake.
Yeah.
Xander goes back to the hardware store and says that they're long gone. So he's like, okay, I got to go find Buffy. And then we go to the mansion and we are in the middle of an intense conversation. Buffy and Angel. And Angel's kind of basically saying, like, I can, like, essentially sacrifice myself so you have time to bind the Hellmouth, like, bind the spell.
She says, I don't know what to do. Yeah, and he wants to slow things down?
Yeah, he's trying to just, like, delay things so they can get the spell, essentially sacrificing himself. And, of course, she's like, no! And it's very emotional and tense and everything. And we just come in.
But it's weird because it's like 10. Yeah, exactly. It's 10 seconds. And like Xander wanders in and interrupts. And he's like, this is bad timing. And
yeah, it just scuttles
out. And I'm just like, what was that conversation? That's it. Yeah. That's all we get. And
that's all you get. Yeah. So when Xander leaves, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to go there with her about the making the cake. He's like, OK, I got to handle this on my own.
That's right.
At the library, Giles is working on the binding spell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to bind the Hellmouth to keep it closed. Yeah. And they are going to, they're moving Oz because Oz is, one, they don't want him in the room and he's like crazy. So one thing I don't understand, there's ample places to trank Oz without opening the door and having him charge at you.
I mean, they could trank him through the thing, right?
Yeah. There's a hole for like the books. So that's huge. They could do it in there. They could even do it through the links of the cage.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I'm like, why would you open it and just have him charge
Risk Willow? Him charge Willow. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he would have killed her, he would never be able to forgive himself.
It was so stupid. I'm like, they don't need to do that. Like they could just shoot him while he's in there and then drag him out. Yeah. So I just thought that was stupid, but, yeah. So she has to do it twice and like he keeps charging at her. So there is some risk.
That was a little scary.
Yeah. And then he tells her, like, okay, when the binding spell is done, I want you to, like, or when it's almost done, I want you to, like, back up. We don't know what's going to come out of here from beneath us. And then we actually go down to the boiler room, and we see that the guys are setting up the bomb. And they set it for an hour.
Yep. Not cool, guys. Not cool.
Yeah. So Xander tried going to Buffy. Didn't work out. And so he's like, okay, I'm going to go to Xander. I mean, I'm going to go to Giles now. Giles will know what to do. And so he is driving there and he sees the four guys walking down the street. He's like, yes, okay, I'm going to be a hero. He grabs one of them and is like dragging them alongside of the car, getting the information. Like
questioning him.
Yeah. So he get, and the guy's like, ah, so they can feel pain and everything still, obviously. And he gets it out of him that the bomb is at the high school in the boiler room. And his sister's about to say, how do you defuse it? And then a mailbox takes the guy's head off.
So he's dead again.
Basically. Yeah, now he's like, yeah.
Dead.
So he's
coming back from that.
Gets decapitated. Yeah, and Xander's like, okay, I talked too long. Because like he was like, you better get this question right. You better tell me the truth. And then he's like, I was about to ask it. And the guy gets his head chopped off.
Yep.
Yeah, so he takes off to the school. And the rest of the guys like, no, that's where he's going. So they take off too. They chase Xander through the school. Which is really funny. Like, as he's chasing them through the hallway, as they're chasing him through the hallways, we see the Scoobies fighting. The Hellmouth has opened. And they're mid-battle.
Yeah. I feel like this is a lot of, like, cut. Like, it's just, I don't get to see what I usually, sometimes episodes go so slow that I'm like, oh my gosh, should we really need all this stuff in there? And then this episode, I'm like, wait, where was the beginning of that?
Yeah.
They were working on the binding spell. What happened?
Yeah, they're mid-battle. And that thing with all the heads is coming out. It's Angel's there, Giles is there, Willow, Faith, Buffy. They're all, like, fighting.
And Xander's like, where's Slayer when you need one?
Yeah, where's Slayer when you need one? He's being chased by these undead guys. And they split up to find him. So Bob finds an axe and comes looking for Xander. And Xander manages to get him, like, on the ground. And he pushes a vending machine down over on him, on his head.
Xander's taking these dudes out one by one. He's kind of badass in this episode.
He's got 50% so far. He's got 50% of them.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. And then he gets the axe and he's like, okay, yeah. Like, he's feeling confident. He's like, I'm chasing after, I don't know all of their names. Was it Dickie? Was on another one? He chases after him and they both run through run down a hallway. And then you see Xander running and then that Dickie guy running. And then they're being chased by demons because of the Hellmouth thing.
That was really funny, actually.
It was really funny. And Xander manages to hide and the demons get that guy. So Xander kind of took him out.
And then I feel like at one point during all that, doesn't Buffy get thrown from the library?
Yeah, Buffy gets thrown out of the library, runs back in, tells Faith to go for the heart. And it's a very serious situation in there.
So Xander gets to the boiler room and there's less than 2 minutes on the timer thingy.
Yeah, and he's like, great, okay, I found it. I don't know how to...
Defuse it.
And Jack is down there and attacks Xander and they scuffle for quite a while. So we're, time's ticking, literally.
Yeah.
And they kind of... Xander plays chicken with him, essentially.
Yeah, Xander does a pretty good job here.
Yeah, he blocks the exit, so Jack can't get out. And they have this whole conversation about how Jack's like, I'm already dead, dude. Like, I ain't worried about it. And Xander's like, yeah, being exploded is different than just getting shot in the chest a few times. Like, to be brought
especially
back to life.
You can come back. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're so not going to be able to put back together.
Dead? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, doing a dead. And he's like, well, what about you? And Xander's like, I'm okay with it. I like the quiet. And he's just very serious about it.
Yeah.
Like he's willing to
He's bluffing.
Playing
a poker game.
So it gets... the editing is that there's a bunch of combo spoofs when they're fighting and it goes back to the... It doesn't line up right. But it goes back and then forward and the numbers go crazy. But... it gets down to 2 seconds, and then Jack just breaks and disarms it and just pulls the right cord out, the right wire.
Thank God.
And then he's like, Xander's really feeling himself, and he's like, you know what? I don't want to see you in town anymore, so you need to, leave. And he leaves, and Jack's like, yeah, whatever, Harris. Next time I see you, and he opens the door to leave, and that's where they put Oz. Werewolf Oz jumps out and attacks Jack, killing him. Yeah. Yep. So that's the end of those guys.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah. Do it how you gotta do it. Xander had two of them himself and then two of them kind of indirectly. So in the quad the next day, Willow, Oz, Buffy, and Giles are sitting at a picnic table or whatever outside, and they are all beat up. Mm-hmm. Not Oz, but the rest of them are all visibly beat up. Buffy has a sling. Willow and Giles have scars and scratches and bruises and stuff all over their face. And they're just saying, wow, they just are shocked by what they had to face. And Willow says, I can still hear it screaming. It was obviously very traumatic and a serious, battle. And Willow says, but nobody will ever know how, we can't tell anybody about it. Nobody will ever know how close it came to ending, how close the world came to ending.
And it's just so funny how that's, nobody will ever know what Xander did.
Exactly.
He doesn't tell them.
Yeah. Xander comes up and says, hey, guys. And they're like, man, you were lucky you weren't at school yesterday. It was nuts. He's like, oh, it's fine. And they're like, when he says, does anybody want a snack? I'm going to get a snack. And Oz says, I'm oddly full today. He doesn't know that he ate so much.
No.
He ate Jack. They also say that Angel was hurt, but he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So everybody's all right. I guess Faith is okay. We didn't hear about her, but I guess
no, shocker. She's never around.
Yeah, she just shows up here and there. So Xander walks away. He never says anything about his adventure.
Which just seems a little un-Xander-like. This shows some growth.
Yeah, it does show some growth. I feel like he's being like, I did it. I don't need the validation from them.
Mm-hmm.
I proved myself to myself and gave myself worth in the group. And that's all I need. I don't need to tell them about it. So when Cordy comes up to him again, being like, oh, Cruising for bimbos again. And he just smiles at her and walks away. And this, of course, she's like, what? Can't take it.
Yeah, that was a
fighting back.
That was some good self-control on his part.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't even need to stoop to your level anymore.
I don't even know if I'm that mature, to be honest.
And then he walks away smiling, and that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, it is good for him. He's definitely grown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now he's a man because he had sex with Faith.
Is that what it takes? Okay.
No. But Xander, he's like, oh yeah, like I'm a dude now. Okay, so weirdly, my favorite quote was when Xander says, I like the quiet. Cause I don't know. There was something about the way he said it. He was like very serious. Like he was accepting in that moment also like, yeah, I accept that I'm not the most powerful person in the group. Not even the most. Like he is the least powerful person. He has no special powers. Mm-hmm. But then now that Willow was the tech girl, like the hacker and everything. Now she's into magic. So she has all that going for her. Obviously, Giles has the knowledge. Oz is a werewolf. Buffy's a slayer. Angel's a vampire. Faith is a slayer. Like, there's really nobody that doesn't have that to offer in some way. Mm-hmm. So I think he just kind of accepts that. And that also that he, don't have any powers and I may be the weakest link, but I'm not like useless in the group.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing for him to recognize.
So I feel like he kind of accepted that when he said that. And I liked that quote. My favorite scene is when they are going between the Hellmouth and the boiler room because it's like so quiet and like the bomb is ticking and then you go upstairs and it's like absolute madness. Mm-hmm. Just the juxtaposition between those two storylines, like, and they're like right by each other physically. I like that.
My favorite line was when they said, when, when he said, you too good to be dead. I thought that was funny, but also, as you know, I usually have more than one favorite line. Another one was, where was it? It made me laugh a lot. Oh yeah. Okay. So at the beginning, when Willow and Buffy are having their little scene talking and I need my Willow scene, that one. Yeah. And Xander pulls up in his car and he's trying to say how this is his thing or whatever. Buffy says, is this a penis metaphor? I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Xander's like, this is it. Like, I'm the guy with the car. This is going to make me cool.
Yeah. And actually, I think we have the same favorite scene, the back and forth between the two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just really like the scene with Xander, like bluffing. That was, liked that a lot. I was just like, ooh, that was good.
And see, for like, it's totally cool. You think he's bluffing. I don't know if he was.
I guess that's fair. Okay. I like how he handled that.
Doesn't mean he wasn't scared shitless.
Yeah. Oh, he sure had to have been.
But I think he was willing to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If he didn't like push him all the way to scare Jack, it was just gonna go off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah. So there was like a couple interpretations of that you could see.
Yeah.
Okay. So my stake rating, I actually gave it a high rating and for a very specific reason. So I give it a 4.8. And it's not because I'm obsessed with this episode or anything, but I loved they gave the B story the A treatment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That
you're
is
right.
Like the whole like how
that's
why
I liked it too.
Why you think you're like, but why this is like we're in the middle of this, like the middle of the battle, the middle of the conversation. It's because we're on Xander's timeline. Like Xander's storyline is a B storyline, but it's getting the A treatment.
Nice.
Instead of cutting back into the B storyline and like filling in the gaps, we're doing that with the A storyline. So this was like extremely cleverly written, I thought.
You're right.
Yeah. So I just thought that was brilliant. Like, I just loved that. Like, and you know, it throws you, this episode, like, throws you off kilter, and some people might be like, why? Like, why does it throw me off kilter? You know what I mean? I think it's because it's like the storylines are given the opposite attention, even though the A storyline is much more important to the show, like the apocalypse, but we're just focusing on we're giving the A treatment to the B storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which would be Xander running around. In a normal episode, we'd spend way more time on, like, on Buffy and them and the apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And then we'd be cutting back and forth a little bit into Xander's, this whole storyline.
Yeah.
It was the opposite. So, I just thought it was a brilliant idea to write the episode like this. Like, that's really what stuck with me. I just thought it was great writing.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think I really liked that really as well. I just didn't realize what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to explain that for me.
And then I thought Xander was great in this episode, considering considering Xander. Whatever. He wants to, like, do Faith. Like, they're both single, whatever, like, kind of adults. They're teenagers, older teenagers, 18-ish, whatever. Fine. You know, whatever. I'm just not really a fan of them getting together. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Faye doesn't care about it. Like, it was just there. You're there.
Yeah.
Are you willing? Yeah. And that was it. Yeah. I also like that Michael Cutlitz was in the episode because I do love his character on The Walking Dead. And this is like, when you see like these characters or actors that you like, obviously this is in the 90s, and you're like, oh, I love them from something that they really got popular for later on in their career. We get a few of those, quite a few in this show. This is one for me, like, because I like The Walking Dead.
Cool. Okay. I like some of the same things you did. I like this was a Xander episode. Xander had a lot of growth in this episode. My stake rating was 4.5. So I also gave it a higher rating too. Mm-hmm. And just, the same reasons you did, really. I liked how they really stuck with Xander during this episode. I really liked how I felt like the underdog got the win in this one. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have to like tell everybody about it. Nobody knows what happens. And I love that he gets just to have that for himself. He didn't feel the need to like tell everybody, hey, like I helped save things too. He just did it and kept it to himself. And I thought that was really cool. He had the upper hand with Cordelia a couple times. I kind of enjoyed that, even though he was kind of a douche and it's his fault they broke up. But I just, you know, she's so mean that I was just like, I kind of liked him getting the upper hand those couple times. So I thought that was good. I liked seeing Faith again, but also not a fan of her and Xander hooking up. I don't know. I just feel like if things were reversed and like, I don't know, a girl was a virgin and some guy kind of took a little bit of advantage, you know, I think it like people wouldn't like it, but it's okay if it's role reversal with the genders. So mm-hmm. I wasn't a huge fan of that, but whatever, it is what it is. It's not like he was like, no, obviously they were both consenting adults, but yeah, I was just like, yeah.
Right.
Probably not how he envisioned his first time, but I thought the storyline was interesting too, just with the is it Jack O'Toole? Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Name Jack? Okay.
Yeah.
With him resurrecting all his friends and then you find out he's also dead. I thought that was kind of funny.
That was a good little twist.
Just assuming that he's not dead.
I didn't remember that he was dead.
That was a good twist.
It's been a while. So I was like, oh yeah, Jack is dead too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still looking fresh though. Good.
Yeah.
Fresh as a deity still though.
Yeah. He looks alive.
Yeah, it looks alive. I initially gave it a 4.5, and then I just like changed it to an 8. I was like, I don't know, it's so brilliant writing in it. You know,
what I mean? I initially gave it a 4 and changed it to a 4.5. So.
Okay. Oh wow, that's so funny. Yeah,
that very similar.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, one last thing I liked was the car.
Oh yeah, I didn't even mention that.
Oh yes, 57 Chevy Bel Air, beautiful car.
I love the color.
Edition. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Rory, other than his alcohol problems, Uncle Rory's got it going on.
He's got good taste.
He just doesn't seem like a good dude. But yeah, he's like his car. And now he's like crashed in it. He's run over demons with it. He's crashed into other cars. Like, Uncle Rory's going to be pissed. Okay. So your question for next week.
Season 3, episode 14, Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
What you gonna do?
Funny that you sing that, because Buffy and Faith get arrested in this episode. Why?
Really?
Yeah, so you're singing the cops theme song. That's perfect, because that's the question I'm gonna ask you. Why do they get arrested?
Oh my gosh, why are they
bad girls?
Okay, let's think. We're teenagers.
We're slayers.
What are we gonna do? Yeah, what are we gonna do? We're feeling rebellious. I mean, Faith's already always feeling rebellious. I don't think it's something stupid like underage drinking. They both get arrested. Okay, so it's not like Buffy was driving without a license. I mean, I don't think they're shoplifting. Okay, so what do teenagers get arrested for? Basically, underage drinking and shoplifting. I don't think there's... I'm trying to think of what the other list, the things on the list are. Okay, shoplifting. I can't picture them doing that, but I don't think they're going to get caught underage drinking. So, shoplifting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shoplifting. Okay. We will see. It's so funny that you started singing that song. I'm like, perfect segue, Kimmy. And you didn't know what my question was going to be. All right. So that wraps up season 3, episode 13, The Zeppo. Again, you can find us on all major podcast apps and YouTube and Instagram at One Girl and All the World Pod. You can email us at onegirlpod@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back next week with season 3, episode 14, Bad Girls. Slay you real soon.
Bye.